Spirit.
Amen.
About 15 minutes from now, we will baptize two infants into the Christian faith. And when John the Baptist was doing his baptizing, of course, he baptized adults. And so did Jesus' disciples. But by the second century, the church had begun baptizing infants and children. Now, whether or not to baptize those who are not yet adults is something that the church has discussed and debated for centuries. And while most Christian churches do baptize infants, as we do, many, such as Baptists, do not. But perhaps one good reason to baptize infants and children is that they are as much a part of God's people as anyone. And baptism acknowledges that in a communal way. And although there's no evidence that Jesus baptized any children, in fact, there's no evidence he baptized anyone, he did, of course, say, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." There is a directness in children which can sometimes be shocking. I'll bet many of you have heard your mother tell you, as I have, a story that begins like this. "Oh heavens, there was the time when you were three and we were in the checkout line at the grocery store, and you saw this woman standing behind us and you said to her," and the story ends with your poor mother mortified and trying to gather you and the groceries and get away as quickly as possible. But that innocence and that directness is what Jesus says is so important to entering the kingdom of heaven. Now compare it to last week's gospel passage when James and John try essentially to trick Jesus into giving him what they want, which is to be sitting at the front of the bus, as it were. Through their cleverness, they think they can get what they want, that they can be at the head of the class. In today's passage from Mark, the blind beggar, Bartimaeus, simply cries out to Jesus, "My teacher, let me see again." He doesn't say, as James and John do just a few verses earlier, "Teacher, I want you to do whatever I ask of you." He says, "My teacher, let me see again." Doesn't get much more direct than that. No trickery, no ingratiating. Bartimaeus just asks Jesus to restore his sight, and Jesus does. Bartimaeus speaks to Jesus with the directness of a child, but also like a child, he sees what others around him, with ostensibly better vision, cannot see. Before asking Jesus to restore his sight, Bartimaeus says to him, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now the crowds that had been following Jesus knew that he was a great healer and teacher, but it wasn't as though everyone was hailing him as King of the Jews, the heir to the throne of David, as he went from town to town. Even though he did not literally have vision, Bartimaeus could see exactly that that was who Jesus was. And he spoke to Jesus directly, reverently, without fear of ridicule, and with the expectation of compassion. The gospel tells us through this story of Bartimaeus who Jesus is at the center of his being. And it also shows us how we should see ourselves, and that is as the children of God. Before we are men or women, or teachers or accountants or doctors or plumbers or students or anything else, we are children of God, made in God's image. That is how we should see each other, and that is how we should treat each other. And so we acknowledge the overwhelming importance of that commonality by baptizing anyone of any age into the fellowship of Christ. In fact, by baptizing infants themselves, who have so recently come to us as a gift from God, we are reminded that being a follower of Christ is no harder and perhaps no easier than following him with the innocence and the directness and the love of a little child. Amen.